We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And we are at 1208 here on Cows 100.9. This is your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Corey Hargith here in studio with you. And a couple of random voices. We just pulled them in off the street here today because we had a little scheduling snafu. We'll just say that here. But Clayton Duschek, Brad Kubat. Hi, guys.
Hey, Corey. Hey, how are you, Corey?
Hey, thanks for stepping up to pinch hit for
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. You know, I was still hanging around here and I sensed the urgency.
Yeah.
So we kind of stuck around and I grabbed onto Clayton and here we are.
You know, when you're in radio, when you need something to talk about, there's always topics.
Exactly. We can find something no matter what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of the job, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is. You know, and you mentioned live radio. Cows 100.9, Crew Country 92, our cluster in Owatonna. We're all live and local, and Corey can prove it because he can tell us exactly what time it is.
Yeah, and my microphone's running away from me here.
So, what happened to your mic?
You know, I've got the one arm that doesn't stay in place in this building. I don't know why it's in this spot, but it is. Anyway, I think it's maybe a little too spring-loaded or something like that. But
I see what you did. Spring.
There was no pun intended on that, by the way.
I noticed stuff like that.
An interesting point. I just literally heard on the radio it's going to be record number of people out traveling this weekend, they're saying, on the highways. And there is a lot going on in the area this weekend.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, look at him trying to actually, you know, segue into something that's of some substance around here. He hasn't hung out on the morning shows very often. You know, we don't get to our point very quickly.
Something really cool. And I'm actually going to grab this down here. This is really neat. I love this. You mentioned Memorial Day weekend. This is really cool. Now, this has been gone, they claim, for 5 years. It feels like it's been longer than that. But the parade.
The Memorial Day parade.
Is coming back to Owatonna.
Yes.
So, of course, the early, and I'll just read through the sheet here just to give everybody a little heads up on this. The early edition Rotary Club, which, by the way, they do a lot of things for our area, in collaboration with the VFW, the American Legion, Owatonna Exchange Clubs, and the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce, reintroduces, drum roll please, anybody? There you go. The Memorial Day Parade for 2025. So the parade was a long-standing tradition in our community to honor those who lost their life defending our country, but has not been held, as I mentioned, for 5 years for a variety of reasons. And we're honoring, we're bringing it back to honor the people we have lost for all these reasons. So join us on Monday, Memorial Day, May 26th, 9:30 a.m. for the parade. Now it's going to start, everybody knows where St. Joe's Church is,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to head south to the Four Seasons. And after that, there's going to be a Memorial Day parade hosted by the VFW, and that's going to be at the Four Seasons.
Yeah, the program is after. It's not a parade followed by a parade.
Yeah, no, it's the
I mean, we could.
The parade and then the program. Now, it's going to happen rain or shine. The parade, obviously, if it rains, is mm-hmm. going to be canceled, but the program is still going to be held at the Four Seasons Center.
Yeah, and we'll actually be learning more about that. I actually have Wayne Starman coming in tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and we'll give a little bit more of a preview on the local news coming up on Friday morning as well.
You know,
it's a big deal to get your parade back in town.
And then I will be in Waseca. I will have on our sister station on Crew Country 92, I believe it's going to be at 9 o'clock or roughly around there. We can, find out exactly what time. I'll be putting on the live broadcast. Again, that's going to be rain or shine. Obviously, the parade is going to be not happening if it's raining. But if it is raining, the program is going to be held at the Waseca School. And I'll be having that once again. That's going to be on our sister station, Crew Country 92.
And having been, a part of that program for several years when I was a part of the Marching Jays and such like that, that is always a great program. And honestly, everywhere you go, these programs are very well put together because it really brings home the point of why, we're celebrating the day, quote unquote.
Seriously,
celebrating.
Yeah, it's not about.
It's not just a day to cook out, things like that.
Yeah, right.
There's a much bigger piece behind it.
There's a lot behind it, absolutely. And if you can at least join in one of the ceremonies, honestly, you're going to walk away feeling so much better. I mean, you're gonna have a good understanding of what Memorial Day really is, and I think it's gonna change your mind, and And as you mentioned, Corey, it's not all about cooking out and drinking beer. It's about honoring those who we have lost.
And yes, we also call it the unofficial start to summer as well. But there's a bigger meaning behind it. Yeah. But
speaking of honoring people.
Oh, what do you
Friday night, Chateau Speedway.
Oh, there you go.
We are honoring the Hall of Famers down there.
Woo.
So races kick off at 7:45, and at intermission, we're inducting the new honorees into the Chateau Speedway Hall of Fame. It's going to be a great night down there. We're going to have some vintage race cars on display that they used to drive, which, you know, for fans to get to see those old cars again, that's going to be pretty cool. A lot of people here in Owatonna remember Memorial Day weekend was USMTS at the Steele County Fairgrounds. Yep. And the USMTS will be at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa on Friday night. And a lot of people remember Darren Toot, who is a former promoter at Chateau Speedway. He is now the promoter at Hancock County Speedway in Britt. So they will be down there Friday night and then on to Deer Creek Speedway on Saturday night. So if you want to see the USMTS Modified Touring Series this weekend, get out and enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, we're just scratching the surface of things you can do around here. But I'll tell you what, we do have to get to our break because, you know, we've got a number of, you know, of our local businesses that we got to pay tribute to well. So we will do that. And then we'll come back with more of your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Kyle's 100.9. And we're back with your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith here in studio. And I don't know, kind of flipping the roles here a little bit is kind of what we talked about during the break there. Clay Duschek and Brad Kubot. I'm not used to being in the control position here.
It's fun being on this side. I kind of like this.
I know. We need to do something like this more often.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's be honest.
We should. Absolutely.
We can work that into the schedule somewhere.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
That can be done.
I'm down for a rodeo.
Yeah, so we're just kind of talking about some of the big things that we got coming up here in the local community. Memorial Day weekend, of course, upon us. And I don't know, Brad, you've got kind of a big poster sitting there right now.
this
might be the
poster.
Biggest poster that we've had brought to us in a long time.
Well,
but this is for Smokin' in Steel. And I do have to give a little plug. This is put on by an organization that's I'm a part of and a proud member of the Knights of Columbus here in Owatonna. So this is a very big event for us. But Brad, you've got the information there.
Well, and it's on a big poster because there's a lot of information on it. So Smokin' and Steel, it's a barbecue and blues fest. It's coming up on May 30th through the 31st. So it promises something for everybody. We've got the food and beverage vendors, kids' Q competition, amateur backyard barbecue competition, sampling. And by golly, if that wasn't enough, they have a car show. The beer garden is going to be open. They're going to have music in the stage at the beer garden, music outside throughout the yard, the fairgrounds at Smokin' and Steel. So, you know, I'm looking at some of the big acts that are going to be here. We've got Eden Brent. The Jimmies are going to be there. My neighbor is actually going to be performing. He's, about a mile and a half down the road. Mark Cameron Band is going to be performing. So
I've got his CDs. I play them all the time.
Nice.
He is
so good.
Amazing player.
Yeah. Mark and Sherry, just fantastic people and great neighbors to have on-site camping. And of course, you can check out more information and all the great vendors, all the great sponsors, smokinginsteel.com. And again, that's on May 30th through the 31st. In Owatonna.
That's hard to believe that we're talking about a week and a half from now.
I know.
And we're going to be at Smokin' and Steel, which means, summer is going to be well underway at that point.
April kind of got away from us. Where did that month go? Now we're looking at May. I mean, seriously, month of May is just about gone.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, get it in gear and start enjoying the summer.
And speaking of May 30th and 31st, I won't be in Owatonna. I will be in Knoxville, Iowa.
Yeah, there you go.
At the Corn Belt Clash. We've been down there for the last 4 years. We haven't missed one yet. And that's given me the opportunity the last couple years to get to know a guy a little more by the name of Brady Bacon. And he is coming up on my show this Saturday. And Brady owned his own sprint car team at age 21. He's a valedictorian of his high school class, wrote editorials for Sprint Car and Midget magazine. He won the USAC Sprint Car National Championship four times. About a week and a half ago, he won at Eldora, which was his 60th USAC Sprint Car win. Dave Darlin owns a record at 62 wins. He needs three more wins to become the all-time winningest USAC Sprint Car driver in history, and he's only 35, and he's got 69 more races on this year's schedule.
Wow. So what you're telling me, you have nothing to talk to him about in this
Absolutely
interview.
Absolutely
not. It's just
going
to be dead air for part of the show.
What's this guy doing in his spare time, right?
Well, he's got three kids and a wife,
yes,
and they all travel.
And they're on the road.
Yes.
Yep, that's really cool.
So that's with the Dirt Show, and that's every weekend across all of our stations here with Cowles Media. I don't even know the timings on it, to be honest with you.
Yes, it's actually here on Cowles, 11 p.m. at night, and somebody will say, well, why 11 p.m.? Well, Cedar Lake, Arlington Raceway, Deer Creek Speedway are all letting out about 10:30, quarter to 11, and they all get to listen to the Dirt Ooh. Show on the way home.
Yep.
If you're listening to other stations, I'm actually on 18 radio stations across the state. You can listen in Rochester, Fairmont, Winthrop, Mankato, Jackson, Marshall, Madison, Litchfield, Wilmer, Mora, wherever you want to tune in.
And for the record, for those out there, he was just rattling those off on the top of his head.
Yeah, he has no cheat sheet. If he can say that five times fast, I'd be really impressed.
I don't know if I'd want to say that on the radio. Something might come out.
Exactly. And I don't think we have enough time to try
Probably
it, to
not.
Be honest. But, and then, of course, also over the weekend. So, Brad, you spend most of your time over on Crew Country during the week. But they let you come over here on the weekends.
Yes. You know what? I like all kinds of music. I like country music, obviously. I like rock. I like heavy metal. I like headbanger. I mean, I'm all over the place when it comes to music. If I'm wound up tighter than a drum, I'll even turn on some classical once in a while just to kind of come down again. But I like all kinds of music, with the exception of some of the new rap. I just don't get it, man. But I never got it. I know. So that was kind of the inspiration a good number of years ago to start that specialty show of mine. It's called High Octane with Brad Kubat. It's all about 80s hard rock, heavy metal. I even throw in a little bit of grunge in there because I love the grunge era from the 90s. We're talking, you know, like Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots, things like that. So I throw it all together and I do an hour-long show. It's every Saturday at 3 o'clock and I do a repeat at 10. And it's all brought to us by Garlic's Water.
So when we say we're a greatest hits, best variety, we're not kidding around in any way, shape, or form.
Seriously, no. You know, and so many things, such a big variety on our radio stations. And, you know, I love that one promo where they talk about all the things that are going on our shows. You know, we got the Dirt Show, we got High Octane, Derek's Cool Ones, the Vinyl King. And it's not even close. We kill every station in the area, and it's not even close.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes a great group of people, and I will say that. And I can say that because you all have been putting up with me for almost a year now, somehow.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, on
Time
Friday,
flies.
It'll be a year.
No kidding.
Since I first walked in the store.
Congratulations, Cole.
Yeah.
It just seems like yesterday. Yeah. You know,
and we've been having so much fun. That's the thing.
This is
with
like
everything that we're doing.
This is like a proud parent moment, Corey.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Oh, come here, son.
And Brad knows I'm a huge metal fan, so to his show,
he's constantly sending me recommendations and video clips and links and things. So I take Clayne's advice and put it down. Really heavy. I mean, seriously, this guy comes up with some great ideas. And sometimes you just kind of accidentally run into the recommendations too.
Oh, yeah. And you remember my ringtone on my phone, what it used to be.
What was it?
Pantera, from Hell.
Pantera, of course. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Nice. Well, believe it or not, we are pretty much out of time here. I don't know how we got up to this
Speaking of time flies and you're having fun.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Oh, yeah. I know. We could probably talk this whole hour, but if we're done or not, they take over on the other side of the building at 12:30.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
And of course, we're talking about the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review. That is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. But it's Brad Kubiak, Clay and Dushek, thank you very much. Again, we need to do this again.
This is great. I love this. A little round table here.
Yeah.
This
and
is great.
We need to get some more of our staff involved in this. And, you know, it kind of gives us more of a chance to open up a little bit more outside of the morning shows.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. This is great. Let's do it again.
All right. We will figure something out. But like I said, Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network is on the way. And then, you're stuck with me all afternoon. I'm in for John Partridge, who was in for Molly Penny earlier this morning. So I'll join you right back here at 1 o'clock, take you up until six, including for that Ron's Repair Drive at five, right here on Kyle's 100.9. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna.